Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join the show here and you can bring up absolutely anything. So we kick off the third hour. The number for you, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Lots of stuff that we can talk about here. Of course, your phone calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We've been, for most of the show, been discussing the crazy new video from Project Veritas, outing a Pfizer executive for just being a sicko, not concerned with human life at all, and not empathetic, and doing some crazy stuff scientifically, like possibly they're saying they're considering mutating the COVID in order to create new strains, in order to make a bunch of money selling new vaccines, which shouldn't surprise some of the more conspiracy-minded people out there.
That's probably just solidified all of those people 100% and then brought a whole bunch of other people who were kind of sitting the fence on it.
By the way, tonight it is Ian.
And Matt.
And Joe.
Indeed. All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here, and then we'll get into the M&M's controversy. It's we talked about it a few several weeks ago.
My mouth is watering already.
But M&M's is going to get rid of their mascots, apparently. We'll talk about it coming up here. But first, your phone calls and thoughts. We're going first to Joe is in Maryland. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Matt. Hi, Joe.
Welcome,
sir. How are you?
All righty. Hey, you guys are in my prayers always.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
That Project Veritas thing with that dude from Pfizer.
Yeah.
If they're evolving the virus so they can make antibodies to, what are they called again? Give you shots to
the vaccines.
Fight it off or something.
Yeah.
Well, one, the virus isn't there. Two, they would have to release that virus for the people to get infected, to have to take the shots. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, that's what he was saying, basically, in this undercover
interview.
Sounds like
a flu shot.
Right. They would have to release that virus and put another plague on the world.
Kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
Yeah, why don't we break the people who work at Pfizer's eggs?
Yeah. Yeah, how many of them, by the way, are taking the vaccine?
I would be curious to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, also with the seed oil and stuff like that, I think what the seed oil does, it gives you too many omega-6 vitamins there. And what that does is it kind of like cancels out the omega-3s and the omega-9s. Hmm. And it's a bit of a strain on your heart.
Hmm.
Also, the plants, their seeds mainly are poisonous. That's to deter animals from, you know, eating them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be another reason why, you know, certain seed oils are bad for you.
Sure, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Very good, Joe.
And, you know, it's pretty rotten what I'm thinking about with that. Project Veritas should be given an A-plus for what they did.
Yeah, instead they got their offices raided last year in 2021, I think it was.
That's
November
right.
Of 2021, the federal government, the FBI, raided multiple of their employees, and I believe also James O'Keefe ended up getting getting raided as well, and they didn't arrest anyone. They just confiscated laptops and cell phones and things like that.
Yeah, wasn't that over the Biden?
Yep, that's right. The Hunter diary, the Ashley Biden's diary.
Oh, Ashley Biden's diary. That's right. Don't want to forget about Ashley Biden's diary. That was an intriguing story.
Yeah. So they.
Well, you know, the people from Project Veritas are doing a great job when the government's raiding them. 100%.
Yep. That's a good indicator.
These days, if the FBI is kicking in your door, it probably means you're an A-plus star human being.
I have to say, though, Project Veritas, they need to stop using Apple. My God. Like, if they don't want their stuff to be seen, they need to, like, use something a little more secure, right?
I don't know. I don't know how secure or insecure Apple is. I know that the FBI did get upset at them several years ago when it was it was in California, one of those shootings. They wanted the FBI wanted to get into the Apple iPhone of the alleged shooter back then. I think it was San Bernardino, if you remember that one. It was like a government guy that shot up a government office or something.
Yeah, but Apple wouldn't let them in.
Apple wouldn't. Well, they said that we can't, right? Like, it's encrypted. Sorry, you know, can't get you in. But then again, they've also been working with the government in other ways. So you never really know. Sometimes these companies seem like they're putting their foot down and they're standing up for privacy, and then the next moment they're turning over all the info they got. So it's hard to say.
Yeah, and don't ever forget who bit the first apple and who talked him into it.
Thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. I appreciate
it, man.
Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
I'm going to tell you about five cops that just got charged. I think they just popped today. But right quick, I want to jump on this A&W bear business.
Yeah.
They're going to put pants on the bear. Now, if they actually got a live mascot, I want to meet the man whose job it is to put the pants
on the bear.
Well, you know what? I've seen some of these videos from Russia with bears, involving bears and, like, people doing things to bears. And these bears, I don't know if they're trained or they're just, they get along better with people in Russia. But there's one video of a guy, like, brushing a bear's teeth, and the bear's just kind of letting him do it. And then there's another one with this hot chick that's, like, dancing in front of, a real bear. Like, these aren't guys in bear outfits or whatever. They're real bears, and they just seem to be pretty mellow. I don't know, it's bizarre.
Yeah, but there's a place in New Hampshire, Clark's Bears, they train bears. I mean, it's not really that uncommon, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
When they catch them as cubs, they can become pretty docile. And I know they're smart because their closest relation is a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Pigs are damn smart.
I believe
it. But anyway, Smokey the Bear, to my knowledge, has always had pants on. I got a little, you remember them bottles of bubble bath they used to sell? My grandma one of Smokey the Bear, and he's got pants on, and I think it was in the 70s.
Yeah, sure. I mean, isn't he dressed as like a forest ranger or something like that, typically?
He's got a pair of jeans on and a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Smokey the Bear, though. That's not Rudy the Bear.
No, not Rudy. Smokey.
Rudy is the character from A&W?
Yeah, the A&W Bear is Rudy.
R-O-O-T?
Rudy the Root Bear.
As in R-O-O-T, Rudy? Okay. Major, anything else?
Well, I guess maybe A&W stands for All Wore Out. He didn't have no pants no more.
Thanks for the call tonight. The number,
Major,
if you want to join us here, it's 603-283-6160. All right, so we're going to get into this A&W because apparently it's a response, what A&W is doing with their mascot, responding to M&M's. We had discussed the M&M controversy recently involving their quote-unquote spokes candies. There was some controversy over, I don't even remember, it was so insignificant. We talked about it, but I don't even remember what it was at this point. I don't remember if it was because one of them was a female or a gay one now.
It was stupid.
Or whatever. It was just so dumb. But RT's got an update here. Parent company Mars is now putting the sugary mascots on hold amid criticism over changes to their appearance. Oh, I remember what it was. They had come out with a special bag of female-only M&Ms.
What? That was the problem? Who cares?
That was the most recent controversy. I guess they've had other controversies over the M&Ms. Because I think the first one was, you only have male spokes candies. So they made female spokes candies.
Well, they always had the one girl. The green one was a chick, right?
I don't think so. I think back in the day it was just two.
Oh, really?
Remember they had two males voiced by comedians.
Oh.
This might have been like the late 90s or something like that.
We're talking about this.
I know, right?
Well, I think M&M's racist because they got rid of the tan ones.
tan? They had tan? You mean brown?
Tan. You're talking about brown? No, there was brown and there was tan. They got rid of
tan, like a lighter color of brown?
Yes, yep. And they got rid of tan and they brought back red.
Okay.
And they originally got rid of red because red was causing cancer and they wanted to get rid of...
the color, you mean? The coloring?
The coloring.
Go ahead, Joe.
Did you hear about the Skittles, how they did like a pride version of their Skittles? And
yes.
Do you know what color the Skittles were?
Gray.
They were like white.
Yeah, they sucked all the color out for quote-unquote Pride Month.
What?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Bizarre. I don't know.
They should have capitalized on what they had and not spent an extra cent.
It was for white Pride Month.
No, oh, my
wasn't.
God.
No, it wasn't. But it's a bizarre decision to make. And ultimately, what they ended up doing with the M&Ms recently is they came out with a quote-unquote collector's edition, you know, for all the people that need to collect candies and put them on a shelf or something.
Foolishness.
Of women's
only. The only reason people buy it nowadays.
Of women's only candies. And that's just because they arbitrarily decided to put like eyeshadow or whatever on some of the some of these animated candies, and then
all they wanted was people maybe like us to give it a little bit of attention. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they're making a few more sales because I got this candy that doesn't represent men or women anymore, whatever.
Well, right, but that's the bizarre thing about these choices by these woke companies. Is, like, you know you're going to piss some people off with this. Like, you're going to make some people happy. Oh, yeah, we're celebrating women. And then you know you're going to make some people mad about it because, like, why is this necessary? This is stupid. Why do you have to
desperate.
Take political positions?
It's kind of desperate, in my opinion.
No, it's not desperate. I mean, M&M's Mars is a huge company. I mean, these guys are rolling in dough. They're one of the most popular candy companies on the face of the planet. They don't need to make a desperate move for revenue. It's a wokeism thing. It's like we're woke. Mm-hmm. We're signaling to the...
Look at how up to date we are on the latest thing.
It's probably part of the World Economic Forum's plot to, you know, take away everything that everybody owns. So
when you're turning Ian Freeman into a conspiracy theorist, you're probably doing something really, really bad.
Well, I'm not one of their customers either way. I'm not buying M&M's. Regardless, but here's the update on the story. So from RT.com, where sadly you have to go to get real news, global confectionery giant Mars announced Monday it will stop using so-called spokes candies in their advertising campaigns. According to the company's statement, the brand's iconic cartoon candy representatives introduced back in the, in the 50s. I figured it was in the 1990s. I did not realize they were that old. Have been stirring unwelcome controversy, and it was decided to let them go. M&M's Twitter account said this, quote, "In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing. Therefore, we've decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies," according to their statement on their Twitter account. And it's just a statement here as to how sad and how uninteresting people's lives are that they are debating or arguing with one another over the gender of an M&M spokes candy on the internet.
I want to read the M&M's one, and I want to read the A&W one.
This is are you talking about like press releases?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, it's like a little marketing piece. If you look at it this way, the A&W one looks very similar to this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And they sound the same.
Is this verified actually coming from M&M?
This is M&M's one. Yeah. This is America. Let's talk. It's got all the M&M's at the bottom, all the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the characters. And it says, America, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice. We definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But
that's
now
what I just read.
That's what you just read. Yeah, therefore, we've decided to take indefinite pause in the spokes candies and blah, blah, blah. The A&W one, America, let's talk. Since 1963, Rudy the Great Root Bear has been our beloved spokes bear. We knew people would notice because he's literally a 6-foot-tall bear wearing an orange sweater. But now we get it. Even a mascot's lack of pants can be polarizing. Therefore, we have decided that Rudy will wear genes going forward. Not to worry, though. He will remain our official spokesbear. After all, he's an unbearably cute and impossible to replace. We are confident Rudy will continue to champion Good Food and Good Times for many years to come, now in denim.
Do they actually have an image of him?
Oh, yeah, they got him wearing pants.
Denim? Okay.
He's wearing his pants.
There he is. No more offensive.
May I suggest putting pants on coconut?
I don't think he'd like that.
He's not that kind of guy.
Yeah, he doesn't even want to wear shoes. He's such a cretin.
Yeah. Now, A&W doesn't have, at least when I was growing up, I remember there was an A&W at the mall at one point.
Yeah, we had a drive-through, like a drive-in, where they come out with the roller skates and all that.
I gotta say, I don't have much brand familiarity. Like, I know they exist, I know they do root beer, and I know they had a restaurant at the mall, but, like, they don't have the same kind of presence
that M&M
does.
No.
You know, I suspect they don't have a fraction of the revenue.
But I think they're doing a good thing by firing back.
This is smart.
It's a good move on their part.
This is smart marketing. It's getting people to talk about it. And now they're not going to offend anybody with the denim version of their bear, which, of course, they're kidding, right?
Going to
last 2 days.
They're just capitalizing. But,
yeah, they're going to flip it back.
But I'll tell you, just in defense of A&W, A&W root beer from the A&W shop is always delicious.
From their store?
Yep. If you get it from the A&W fountain, A&W root beer is really good root beer.
So they used to have, like, girls
on... I like getting it from the girls on the roller skates.
Yeah!
Was that a thing where you grew up, too, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, maybe it was more New England or something like that.
I'm from upstate New York. That was in Cortland, New York. Okay. You go to the A&W of Cortland.
They didn't have.
We had a Sonic that they. Some of the staff did the roller skating, but the A&W, everyone there did the roller skating. They were like right near each other.
Yeah, that's a nice touch, you know, like to have people doing that.
Yeah, the car hops and
throwing it back to the old days and. So on. So here's more about what's going on with M&M. The news comes after they made several changes to their customary candy mascots and its ad campaign. In January of 2022, some of the candy characters received makeovers to become more appealing to young consumers, including the female Green, who saw her high-heeled boots exchanged for sneakers. The move was widely criticized online. In September of 2022, M&M's added a new female character, a purple candy, to its mascot ranks to personify... Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm reading this. To personify body positivity and self-acceptance.
Was it a big, fat purple one?
I presume.
You know, Grimace from McDonald's is big,
was fat.
You know, maybe McDonald's needs to sue M&M's over this.
Was the M&M singing Aretha Franklin's Natural Woman?
I don't know. I didn't see any of this. I don't, you know, see these advertisements, but it's just like, wow. I mean, this is straight up wokeism, right? Like, okay, we're going to introduce a fat M&M so people can feel better about being fat.
Who are leading these companies?
It's the target audience.
It is.
I think, yeah, that's true. But, I can't imagine, like... I don't think the woke crowd are big spenders to begin with. I don't think they are the future of America. Mm-hmm. I don't think most of them are.
What percentage of the population
is a wokester?
Is that woke to where this is like, okay, I'm going to go buy M&M's now.
Literally everybody I know is annoyed by them.
Well, sure, but we run in different circles than the woke people, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are some out there, but it's like, I don't think... Speaking in terms of just population of consumers, I don't think the ones that are spending money are going to... I don't think it's worth running entire ad campaigns about it.
This whole pullback by M&M is the acknowledgement of that. This is M&M publicly acknowledging, without saying these words, this is them saying, oh, crap, we went too far with this wokeism stuff. We pissed off too many of our fans. We're seeing our numbers dropping. Our numbers are sales. You know, you do an advertising campaign, you expect sales are going to pick up.
Yeah.
Sales must not have been picking up.
Yeah, way overplaying that hand. Everybody's way overplaying that
hand. So that's the whole point here. That's why they're doing this. And it's because people are pushing back against it. Earlier,
the only good thing that came out of M&M was Mom's Spaghetti.
I don't get it.
How's that?
Come on. It's a pun on M&M, the rapper. And Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh, is that a song of his? Is that like part of his lyrics or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll say I like M&M's. I like it. I'm a candy holic. I'm an absolute sugar addict. Anybody who knows me would tell you that.
I'm just not a chocolate guy.
I am. I don't care. It's got sugar in it. I'm in. And M&M's are good. I mean, even as kids, my brother and I were Matt and Mike. Mm-hmm. My dad was in a demo derby. He painted his car big and brown, and he put M&M on the side for me. Looked like a big bag of M&M's from you. But we've been a fan of M&M's
forever.
Makes
sense.
And I'll tell you what, the caramel M&M's are awesome. And
peanut butter ones were good, if I recall.
Oh, peanut butter M&M's are so good.
Baby.
Yeah. It's like, you have a good product. People will buy your product.
That's all you need.
You're a timeless product to boot. Like, you like Coca-Cola, your Pepsi-Cola. Everybody's always going to know that logo. You will always have a market. Yeah. Don't screw it up
by doing this
stupid wokeism
crap. The only thing you can do is, like you say, screw things up. You can take a great product with a great history and then start associating it with all this political stuff. And there's no reason to do that.
Totally not. And I want to go buy A&W root beer now.
Mm-hmm.
You could also, as like a owner of a store and you don't like what a product is doing, politically or whatever, you could just stop selling it.
Yeah, you know? That's always true.
A possibility too.
You got to wonder if that's been a factor here. You know, maybe that's one of the other numbers they're looking at, not just overall sales, but we lost some store locations.
Yeah.
That's going to cut into
losing carriers.
Right. The campaign.
Probably not like the big chains, but.
No, of course not. But, you know, if there's a small convenience store chain or something.
Yeah, pennies
like
add
that,
up.
Stops, right. Earlier this month, the brand launched a new campaign dedicated to women. This is the one I was telling you about. We discussed here, which is why I'm covering this, because it's a follow-up. Dubbed Flipping the Status Quo, complete with a package featuring only female spokes candies. And the whole thing was, the gimmick was, the image on the package was upside down. It was only female, quote-unquote, female spokes candies. The image is upside down, and it's so-called flipping the status quo. Absolutely meaningless, pandering nonsense. The campaign aimed to raise money, they said, to support women working in creative industries. However, it drew the attention of Tucker Carlson, who dedicated an entire program to the company's ad characters, slamming their sexual orientation. Sexual orientations? These are M&M's!
It almost didn't merit a response from somebody like him.
No, it's just so ridiculous. The program was cut into clips that went viral online with many mocking Carlson, but M&M's apparently took the publicity badly. However, the decision to let the spokes candies go may lead to greater controversy. The tweet announcing their layoff had some 20,000 comments at the time of the article's publication, with many criticizing M&M's for letting the candies go under pressure from, quote, sexist and racist, unquote. Some, however, ridiculed the entire controversy over the appearance of the cartoon characters. It just goes to show that you can never make everybody happy. Number one.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't have tried to pick one group in the first place. Now, they tried pandering to the woke crowd, but now that they're firing the spokes candies, now the woke crowd's mad at them.
Yes.
Over this. All you had to do was
stay out of it.
Go that direction in the first place.
Yep.
There's more coming up here.
Or just forget about all the fluff and pop one down and enjoy it.
There's more on the way.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Five ex-Memphis police officers involved in a violent arrest are facing second-degree murder charges. Tyree Nichols died days after a traffic stop with those officers earlier this month. Elon Musk is meeting with House leaders from both parties on Capitol Hill. The Twitter CEO said meetings focused on the platform, which he purchased last year. He said in a tweet that the meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was an effort to ensure that Twitter is fair to both parties. Video and audio from the attack on Representative Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul at their San Francisco home is set to be released on Friday. It happened in the early hours of October 28th. Avatar: The Way of Water is now the fifth highest-grossing film of all time. The James Cameron sequel has grossed more than $2.5 billion. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You join the show here. We got time for you. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa here tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And if you want to help us out, as Alex Genop has done, you can join our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here and you can afford $5 a month to help us out, that's what Alex is doing. It makes a big difference. More people doing that really can help us continue this program and maybe continue it without any pesky advertising into the future. We have currently no actual paying advertisers on Free Talk Live, and I would be all right keeping it that way. As long as we can get all the bills paid. So if you want to help us do that, help us continue this mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom, cryptocurrency, all the stuff that we talk about here regularly on over 180 great radio stations, and maybe more in the future, then help us out at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you to the over 120, I think, people now. We had a big jump in the last couple of weeks. So thank you to everybody.
That's great.
A lot of old school amplifiers, people who had previously canceled for, you know, financial reasons in the past, they've come back, and some new people as well that we've never heard from before. So thank you, guys. amps.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Sarah is in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. There's a we have a session right now, and then there's a chemical castration bill is being floating around. They really want to vote on this.
And so, what is that? Describe what chemical castration is.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard about it, too. So if you are in there for sex offense, if you're a sex molester or something, so that if you choose to get on this medication to decrease your sex drive, they could let you out of jail. So then you, when your sex drive is almost gone, you're not gonna, you know, commit that sex crime. But if you get off and you stop taking the medication, you'll be charged with a fourth degree felony or something like that.
Wow.
You know what? I got to say something. This kind of really reminds me of like the Middle East, where you steal something. Guess what? They cut your hands off and you're free.
Well, that would be like actual castration, surgical castration. I'm looking at the Wikipedia.
I know. It's still the principle of the fact. Like, they're destroying a part of your body.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the Wikipedia story, and according to this, it is anaphrodisiac drugs. So as opposed to an aphrodisiac, anaphrodisiac drugs that do the opposite of an aphrodisiac, that these reduce your libido and sexual activity, according to the story here. They say that the chemical castration is generally reversible when treatment is discontinued. So is the idea that these people are sentenced to a certain number of years of chemical castration, or is it a lifetime?
Well, they work all of that out. Like, if you say, I want the castration, instead of doing 5 years of all your sentence, they might let you off after doing 3 years if you choose that. And you're supposed to start on it like a month before to get it soaked into your system, and you have to stay on it. But once you stop taking it, they could put you back in jail for a fourth degree felony. So I think that's the way out for people to shorten their sentence. Instead of doing the full time for a sex offense, that this is the route to shorten their sentence, I think.
Yeah, I think that sounds kind of like cruel and unusual punishment.
But do you want to be punished sitting in jail, or do you want to?
Well, you got to think there might be side effects of that drug that we don't know about. You might be giving people cancer. Well, you can have cancer, or you can sit in jail. Mm-hmm. What if they rephrased it like that? Like, God, I don't know. I'd almost rather sit in jail than have cancer.
But, you know, some people are already screwed up doing drugs, drinking, and smoking, and all that. They don't care about their life.
That's true. That's true. There are some people who would say, yeah, I'll take the cancer over the jail. Absolutely, there are people that would do that. But according to the story here I just found at Fox News about New Mexico considering this bill that you're referring to, Sarah, it does say the treatment would continue until a court determines that it is no longer necessary. So there's no end date, per se, on when these people would have to stop taking the chemical castration. It could be for the rest of their lives. Could be for 2 years. I don't know. It's indeterminate. It's up to the judge in the case.
Well, it depends on how well your track record. But if you've been on it for 2 years and you never get any reports about, you don't have any problems, you don't bother anybody, you don't show your ding-dongs on the computer on your phone or doing something stupid like that, and like a lot of these people have done, as long as you don't get yourself in trouble, they'll give you like a leeway for you to get off of it and prove yourself. And if you get off the medication, you stay on good behavior for a year, they'll probably get you off of it altogether.
So is this something you, it sounds like you're supporting this. It sounds like you think it's a good plan.
Well, you know something? I mean, the thing is that I really do think it's a plan. Instead of you rotting yourself in jail, you have an option. You have another alternative, what you want to, you know, I mean, how you want to compromise or sacrifice yourself, like I said, compromise your health a little bit on these medications to be let out of jail. So you could have.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it is a voluntary option, it's not as offensive to me as if it's like, okay, well, here's your punishment. You're going to have to take these chemicals.
Sarah, think about the negative side of this. This may incentivize people to go commit a sex act, knowing that they can just get out of jail by taking a pill or whatever it is.
Hmm. Yeah, that could be too.
I think they, don't they make you do like half the sentence in jail? And then after so many years, they, after you do half of it, they give you an option later. Okay, now if you want to finish the rest of the, you know, year and a half or less.
Maybe. It may just all be in the judge's hands. And of course, this is just a bill at this point. It hasn't been passed. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But yeah, you bring up an interesting point, Joa. And then another question is, if the, you know, whatever the sentences are, let's say this is, you know, for somebody that commits a rape or something like that, sentence for that's probably pretty harsh generally, but not always. You know, may only be a few years behind bars. Let's say that once this chemical castration bill comes into play, then judges start sentencing harsher for the rapes that they, you know, if they would only sentence 5 years before, they're going to sentence 10 or 15 right now, and then they offer the chemical castration as the incentive to take the lower sentence. So we may end up seeing even harsher sentences coming in just to try to encourage these guys to, quote-unquote, voluntarily take this. Because, like, you know, saying anything that is voluntary under the threat of the government isn't really voluntary. So, like, there's different ways to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Pfizer is sending a lobbyist down to testify.
Yeah. No doubt.
Right, who makes these
things? You
know
what? Guess who just got a new job at Pfizer? The guy who just got fired from Pfizer for outing their vaccine program. Yeah.
All right, since we were talking about products, I think we're pretty much done with the M&M story. It's proof that this woke,
thank God,
this woke nonsense coming from these companies is not a winning idea.
I, for some reason, I don't think the message is going to get across to these companies anytime soon.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But you know what? The only way you can get a message across to these people is to stop buying their products. So if you're sick and tired of the wokeism, then just stop buying their candies. If you need chocolate, there's plenty of generic chocolates out there that you can buy. You know, you don't have to buy the brand name. There's plenty of companies that
you
will
need
sell
candy
you
anyway. Yeah. Stop eating. Yeah, stuff's really bad
true
for you.
Well, plus, they're saying that chocolate's now like got heavy metals in it. Did you hear about that?
No, what? I did not, but I would doubt it.
Yeah, there's some kind of tests that were done. Apparently, the claim that Mark said, and Mark was like a chocolate addict, and he stopped eating chocolate as a result of seeing this. He says that apparently in the like the Latin American countries where they're growing the cacao, there's like leaded gasoline still, and all that gets burned up, and then the metals rain down essentially onto the crops, and you get a certain level of parts per million or whatever of actual heavy metals in your chocolates. Like
so
they tested all the major
so
brands.
Cut coffee out of South American purchases too. Then or you know,
yeah,
bananas.
What if there's metals in
wait,
coffee
anything
too?
Yeah, anything out of South America. That sounds crazy.
I don't know. I don't know how prevalent it is in other products or what. But yeah, that you bring up an interesting question. Why don't people look at the coffee? Why don't they check out the bananas? Speaking of bananas, David in New Mexico is on the line. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, it's Ting Tong Wing Wong with the Ting Tong Ding Dong all over the internet. Those guys.
Huh?
Oh, never mind.
Was that a swear word?
So let me see if I got this right. So you get castrated and then you get off. Doesn't that sounds backwards.
Well, you can't get off after you're castrated.
Well, Sarah just said if you get castrated then you get off.
I think, yeah, okay. She meant you get off of the program.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think it's entirely appropriate anyway. The M&M's thing, well, first of all, there's something, actually, second of all, there's something you completely forget that is like, I don't know what the word for it is, but it's well-known thing, and you never bring it up about the M&M's, and I'll tell you in a second. But I think it's entirely appropriate that the women's M&M's, women-only M&M's or whatever, are upside down on their back. I think that's, like, entirely appropriate. And so M&M's, and let me get this right, too. Did you say that M&M's is going to slip you a big, fat, purple one?
Not quite.
Is it shaped like an eggplant?
Honestly, I don't know, man. I haven't seen these products.
Okay. Well, what you never bring up is that forever and ever and ever, the green M&M, the sexy lady M&M, that they're going to take away her sexy stripper boots and put her in sneakers?
No, that's old news, dude. Now they're getting rid of the spokes candies, so-called, entirely, apparently.
Okay. Well, the green
one,
the old urban legend, which everybody knew wasn't true, they just had fun with it, is the green ones make you horny.
Okay. No, I've never heard
that
one.
You've heard
that? No.
No.
Oh, well, all of your listeners have. Everybody knows that one.
I don't think anyone knew that one. Joe, did you know that one?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, search it on the internet. It'll pop up immediately. That's why the green one was the sexy
one. The female one?
Because the green ones make you horny.
It's ridiculous.
Then you got to get chemically castrated to get off.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight.
Oh, jeez.
I needed that big circle of laughter.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. One of his better calls, I would say. All right, the number here, if you want to join us, we got time for you, 603-283-6160. You know, since we're talking about products, one of my favorite sites to look at on occasion is mouseprint.org. Mouseprint is a website. They update pretty much, it looks like, once a week. And they're a consumer website, so they pay attention to, like, products and prices and, you know, bad deals and things like that. And one of the other things that they look at, and they've looked at over years that I've been seeing this site, I've only known about it for, like, the last several years, but they do updates on downsizing, on shrinkflation, which is getting worse and worse.
You're talking, like, taking potato chips out of the bag more and more.
Yes, yes. These are the guys that call this stuff out. And they've got an army of their readers, you know, going out to the grocery store. When they notice something gets cut back, they take pictures, they document it, they got the old bottle or whatever, the old package, and then they got a picture of that. And then they prove their claims here. So here's the latest from shrinkflation, which, of course, for listeners that aren't familiar with the terminology, when the money supply increases, we call that inflation, right? That's one of the there's certain things that happen as a result of inflation. We know that prices tend to go up. Well, what happens in the retail food business is when you kind of build a relationship with a customer, right? Like the customer is buying A&W root beer or M&M's or whatever, and they're used to getting a certain amount for a certain price. They're used to getting, you know, 2-liter bottle of A&W for fill in the number, right?
Right.
$2 or whatever it was, a buck 10 years ago, $2 now or whatever these things cost. And these companies, they don't want to ruin the relationship. They want you to have brand loyalty. You can buy any old root beer.
Right.
But they want you to buy their root beer. And so when it's time to deal with the price, the costs of making the product going up because of the inflation of the money supply, costs are going up at the wholesale level. So at some point, you have to do one of three things. Okay, you have to either raise the price, and you can do you can do more than one of the three things. You can do two of the three or all three of the three if you want to. But some combination of at least one of these three things. You can raise the price. You can cut the quality. So use cheaper ingredients. Or you can cut the size and keep the price the same, and you can cut the size down. So that third one is called shrinkflation. It's when a product appears at a glance to be the same. But when you look at the details, like the amount of product in the actual container, that's when you reveal the truth of what's going on.
I can imagine, like, Idiocracy going over this, and, like, it says family size, but then it's only, like, bite size, but it's labeled family size.
It's gotten that bad, dude. There seriously are, quote-unquote, family size packages that are literally the old size of the normal size packages now.
Mm-hmm.
They've shrunk all of that crap down. So they are the ones, this mouseprint.org, they go into it. So here's the latest from this week. They say this is a big one. The major brands of ice cream last did a major downsizing 15 years ago. So this has been going on. This isn't just a new thing. When Breyers, Edie's, and others took a full cup out of their 56-ounce containers and made them 48 ounces. That's a huge drop.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice it?
In fact, it's funny you said that because I just recently noticed it when I went out to get a half gallon of ice cream. And when I got there, I was like, this isn't a half a gallon of ice cream. This is how many ounces are in this? And I'm like, well, shrinkflation.
Yeah, half.
And it was funny you said Edie's because I was getting Edie's. Edie's makes the very best, like, mass market ice cream. You get the slow churn is amazing.
The half, what was it, half... A half a gallon, what's that, 64 ounces, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so 128 is for the gallon. And I noticed that you can't even, like, I have an ice cream spade. You know the difference between a scoop and a spade,
yeah.
Right? So the spade's the wider tool.
Yeah, it's a big, wide spoon thing.
Yeah. You can't even barely fit the spade in these packages
now.
Oh,
my God.
Right? It's that bad. They've shrunk them down so much. Well, it's not far enough, because now a brand called Turkey Hill is knocking an additional 2 ounces out of their 48-ounce containers down to 46 ounces now.
Well, it's terrible ice cream, first off. Don't buy it.
I've never even heard of it. But they just keep on whittling it down. So now it's 1.44 quarts instead of 1.5 quarts. But instead of clearly marking the containers, they chose to use the odd number of 1.4 quarts. We asked the company's PR firm 3 times about the change, why they're making it, and whether they think the industry will follow suit. They didn't get a response, but they did call their customer relations department and got some insight. The representative said because of the high cost of some ingredients, a decision was made to make the containers a little smaller rather than to tinker with the recipe. Mm. So they're trying to figure out a way to keep the price on the shelf the same. If it's $2.50 for 1.5 quarts, well, now it's $2.50 for 1.44 quarts.
You know, I think ice cream in particular has an advantage that they could be taking that most of them aren't. They should be whipping their ice cream to put air into it. And keep it in a half a gallon.
Mm.
They can still sell
the same size.
Same size, same flavor.
Even though there's less.
It might even turn out to be a little creamier because it's got air in it.
Well, that's an idea. Maybe some of them are doing it. I don't know.
It's heavy and dense. The Edie Slow Churn I was talking about, I don't know if that's what they did. That stuff is so creamy and delicious. That might actually be the case with what they're doing for all I know.
Here's the other trick. So when they say they're talking about changing the recipe, they're trying to avoid changing the recipe, right? That means cutting back on the cream.
Oh.
That means cutting back on the expensive parts of making the ice cream. And here's what you want to look out for when you're in the ice cream section. Avoid, I mean, they might be good. You might like it. You might, yeah. But if you're looking for ice cream, there's a different designation called frozen dairy dessert.
No.
It's not quite ice cream.
Nope.
It's sold right next to the ice cream.
Yeah, that's bad.
I've seen it with Breyers.
Really?
I don't know who else has it. But, like, I think one of the Breyers flavors of, like, cake or whatever cake flavor is crickets. Now a what's that?
They make their ice cream out of bugs.
Crickets. I don't think we're there yet. Give them a few years; they'll figure something out.
Coming to a store near you.
But yeah, look, be on the lookout. If you buy something, it looks like ice cream. It's in the same container.
It makes me mad just to hear
that.
It
doesn't say ice cream on it.
So it's like gelato. I'm just kidding.
No, I think gelato's really
a real
quality.
Thing. Yeah, gelato's
yeah,
good
I'm
stuff.
Just kidding. It's really delicious.
Italian ice gelato.
Here's your next one from mouseprint.org. The next shrinkflation example. Crisco vegetable oil used to come in predictable size containers for like 24, 32, 48 ounces. Now, of course, we talked about seed oils being a bad thing. You probably should be avoiding this product in general. But if you just glanced at it on the shelf, you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell. Why is that? Well, they slim the bottle down from the back.
Oh.
So the width, the height, the bottle looks
dirty business.
Like it's the same size that it's always been. But instead of 48 ounces, it's 40 ounces.
They oh, my
8
God.
Ounces.
That's significant.
Off of that, yeah. And they show you the old bottle versus the new bottle from the side, and you can really tell. Like, it's a skinny, pathetic-looking
version.
It's even worse. It's worse than when it's on, like, raw ingredients, because it's like, these are things that people have been buying for years for exact bacon recipes, and I don't know. It just seems like really throwing it off in the system.
Well, here's the other thing, is there's only so far they can go with this. I mean, how much further can they whittle down these products before
it's
there's
just keeping
nothing
up
left?
False appearances. They're just keeping up false, you know, keeping up appearances when really
it can only go so far.
You know, it's like
they're going to put less M&Ms in the ice cream now.
They do that too.
You know, there's a pejorative saying that Irish people say to one another. It's called, you know, you call somebody lace curtains. It's a real bad thing.
Ooh, what does it mean?
It means you hang lace if you got nothing. If you're absolutely piss poor, you hang lace curtains in the window, and it makes you makes you look like you got a little something, but you, when you get
there's
inside, you just a hovel like everybody else.
Right. Aldi. They, you know, they're pretty good. Aldi's pretty good. The cheap stuff, I like to shop at Aldi, but even they are not immune to the shrinkflation. Their Happy Harvest green beans used to be 16 ounces. They cut them to 15. Now they cut them back again to 14.5 ounces per can.
Aldi.
just keep on whittling it down. It's just like, how can they go smaller? Like, for instance, on Sabra guacamole, down from 8 ounces to 7. I mean, you can only go down so far before there's literally two little spoonfuls in a package. Yeah. So at some point, they have to do something else. They have to say, like, new jumbo size or 20% more or something like that. Because at some point, they have to raise the price. They can only do the downsizing so far. And to the extent that you can change the recipe, you can only cut quality so far.
Yep. People notice.
The last time we talked about it, what was the term? There was another. It was kind of like shrinkflation. Oh, yeah, skimpflation. That's the other term. So that's when they cut the quality. And so it was like Crisco cooking or Crisco oil or something like that. The vegetable oil that's like the scoopable kind. Whatever
right,
you call
yeah,
that.
Like shortening.
Shortening, that's what it was. That, they had put in more water into the recipe. And when people were trying to like put it in a frying pan, it was spattering more. It was it was worse, like way worse quality. And they got enough complaints to where they actually changed the recipe back to the old percentage of what it was.
That would make me just want to look for alternatives.
Yeah.
In a big way. Like what? Okay, what does lard do in that situation? What can I use lard for instead? Lard is probably the least at the lowest stage of its popularity in the history of lard. But lard works good for a lot of stuff. And I bet it does a lot of Crisco jobs.
Without all the chemical processing,
that's right.
Too, right?
It's just animal fat.
Right.
You know,
it tastes better, too.
Keep it simple.
Delicious. Beautiful lard.
And that's what people need to be getting back to, right? Like getting back to the simple stuff. Like instead of the vegetable oils, go to butter. Mm-hmm. And Bonnie's done some research into this. There's a lot of lies that got people into margarine and this fake crap back in the day. It was government. Government was promoting
always government,
The last one here, Stella Artois beer. You may have noticed if you're beer drinkers out there, your beers aren't 12 ounces a lot of times these days. Have you noticed that one? Have you noticed I'm skimping on the beers?
Bonnie just gave me that one. I want to go look at it.
That one's bigger than a 12.
Yeah, I know. It should have been a pounder, though. Was that not 16 ounces?
I don't know. I don't know what that one was. But the Stella Artois has been 11.2 ounces for several years. Now they're resizing their cans. So the bottles were 11.2 instead of 12. Now they're shrinking down their cans to 11.2 instead of 12 ounces. You got to keep an eye on these things.
Sneaking.
Cutting back.
It's not their fault. They got to do something.
Maybe people won't be obese.
yeah, maybe.
Bad chance.
We'll just drink one more. We'll see you tomorrow night.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.